Usually, when it's dark, everybody chooses this time of the day to go to bed. So we say we go to bed.
At night?
You just say at night, or do you ever say at night time?
We go to bed early in the night.
Now we're talking about a boy that's spoiled. And when he grows up, you might say, he'll have his trouble.
Like as not, he'll have his troubles. Or he's a spoiled brat, which would mean that he'd run into trouble.
If you have a crop and you have a good yield, you might say, we raised a big
crop or a bumper crop.
What are the trenches that you plow?
Furrows.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you would say you did what?
Cleared the land.
The second cutting of clover or grass, what do you call the old dry dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
Stubble.
The wheat that's cut is usually tied up into
sheaves.
The bundles or sheaves are piled up into a
stack.
How many sheaves are there, maybe?
I guess 15 or 20 to each stack.
15 or 20 what?
Sheaves to a stack.
We raise 40 of wheat to an acre.
Acres. I mean 40 bushels to an acre.
What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, you have to hold it up and let the chaff blow out from the oats.
And what do you call this when you let the chaff blow out?
Well,
oats are being
thrashed.
If you and another man have got to do a job, when you told him about it, you'd say, You and I
have a job to do.
Or you might leave out the word job and just say, you and I.
I have to do this together.
Something we had to do today, just the two of us, we'd say, we'll have to do it. Or you might say, if you're referring to yourself and another person doing something, how would you tell someone?
You and I are going to do this.
If you are not speaking to him, just talking about him, you'd say, the job is for
John and I to do it.
Or if you don't call his name, you're just talking about the two of you, might say the job is for
us to do, or both of us to do.
If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you might say, talking about yourself and your friend, are coming over. How would you say that?
My friend and I are coming to visit you.
Or if it was a male or female friend, what might you say instead of my friend?
He and I are coming over to see you.
If you knock at the door and they say, who's there? They know your voice, and so you say, It's me. If we're sitting here expecting some man who knocks at the door, you say, oh, it's only me. No, if
a man,
sitting here and some man knocks at the door, you say, oh, it's only me.